Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Harlequin teen author Julie Kagawa. Best-selling author for her Iron Fae series, Julie Kagawa delivers book one in a new Blood of Eden series for Harlequin teen. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
It's good to see you. We're going to talk about The Immortal Rules today, which is book one in a brand new trilogy set in a future world about 60 years after a virus has killed off most of the world's human population. Vampires are now in charge and humans are basically snack food. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, that's a pretty good summary right there. yes, it's a post-apocalyptic dystopian vampires book where, you know, humans have been killed off by a virus, and vampires have come out of hiding to take control. And they have corralled the humans into the these vampire cities to keep them safe from the dangers outside, which includes rabbids, which are a mutant species of, you know, vampires that have risen up with the virus. And they're basically like zombie vampires, or someone said they were zompires. So they kill anything that they come across. So the vampires and the humans live in these cities, and the humans are slaves. And within this city is a young girl named Allison Sekimoto, and she hates the vampires and wishes for things to be different. However, one night she is attacked and is near dying when a vampire offers to turn her instead, and she takes the deal. And then the rest of the book is about her battling her inner demon, battling the bloodlust, and trying to cling to the last remnants of her humanity.
She is faced with the choice to die or become one of these monsters that she hates so vehemently. But she ultimately chooses to go to the dark side. Why did you decide to torture her in this way?
Well, if I had, you know, let her die, then there wouldn't be much of a book.
This is true.
But, you know, it was just a very interesting story. You know, what would you do if you became something you hate? And, you know, how much of your humanity would you try to cling to when this, you know, you're basically a monster now and your very nature drives you to become a predator? So how hard would you try to remain human? And that's the struggle for her within the book.
As a vampire, Allison is tempted but believes she can't form a romantic attachment with Zeke. What would you have to change for them to have a future together?
Oh, dear. That might be a little bit of a spoiler, but either Allison would have to... because when they're together... She wants to kiss him, but she also wants to bite him. So it's kind of a bit of a dilemma for her. Either she would have to become human again, which is basically impossible, or Zeke might have to be a vampire, which is also impossible because he hates vampires more than anything. So they're going to have some very hard times ahead, I predict.
So Zeke, Jeb, and the group cast Allison out when they discover what she is, and then when they're attacked, she jumps in to save them. So what drives her to do this?
I believe at that point in the story is Allison's turning point. At the beginning of the book, she was basically very detached from the world, keeping people at arm's length. She didn't want to form any attachments because she was afraid they would either stab her in the back or she would see them die. It's only after she becomes a vampire that she discovers what it truly means to be human. And at that point, that is her realization, okay, you know, I might be a vampire, but I don't have to be a monster. So that's her her big revelation, and that's when she jumps in to save everyone.
The world you've built for The Immortal Rules is very different from the world of the Iron Fae, which was your previous series. How did you go about creating these radically different universes?
Well, in the Iron Fae series, I had this idea for this, you know, fantastic world in the Never Never, filled with all these, you know, crazy, strange, wonderful creatures. And the world of the Never Never in the Iron Fae had to be very surreal and dreamlike and beautiful, but dangerous as well. I it was like it was wearing a mask over a pretty mask over, you know, this very dangerous world. But in the Immortal Rules with the vampires, there is no mask. It is this dark, dangerous, bleak, harsh world, and I wanted to capture that feel of almost near despair and, you know, hopelessness. So that's the world that the characters have to struggle through in the Immortal Rules.
What are you working on next? What can readers expect from Julie Kagawa?
Well, right now, I am currently working on the sequel to The Immortal Rules, but I do have a brand new series coming out this fall. It is the first book in the second Iron Face series, and it's called The Lost Prince. And that one will star Megan Chase's brother, Ethan, when he's a little older, and he's going to get to have his adventure in the Never Never.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, Julie. I hope to see The Immortal Rules become a monster success. No pun intended. Okay, maybe just a little. Thank you.
Thank you so much.